Do you ever feel overwhelmed by life's demands, constantly chasing success but never feeling truly at peace? Imagine a life where you can embrace change, let go of what's holding you back, and find strength in a quiet, focused mind. In this video, we'll explore the power of a quiet mind through the wisdom of Stoicism, revealing how quitting isn't always a failure but a path to inner peace and true fulfillment. Lesson 1. Quitting isn't always failure. Quitting isn't always failure. Sometimes, it's an act of wisdom. It's recognizing that some battles aren't worth fighting, some paths aren't worth taking, and some pursuits don't align with our true nature. The Stoics believed in focusing on what is within our control and letting go of what is not. When we hold on to something that no longer serves us, we create inner turmoil. Quitting can be a powerful act of self-preservation. It is an acknowledgement that we are not defined by our accomplishments or the opinions of others, but by our own inner peace and well-being. Marcus Aurelius, a Roman emperor and a Stoic philosopher, often wrote about the importance of living in accordance with nature and reason. He taught that we should not be afraid to step away from pursuits that lead us away from our true selves. Quitting isn't about failure. It's about making space for what truly matters. It's about having the courage to say, "This is not for me," and trusting that by letting go, we create room for new opportunities that align more closely with our values and desires. So when you find yourself at a crossroads, remember that quitting isn't a sign of weakness. It's a conscious choice to protect your peace, to honor your true path, and to invest your energy where it truly matters. It's about knowing yourself and having the strength to make decisions that reflect your highest good. Lesson 2. Opportunity cost. Every choice we make in life has a cost. This is what the Stoics called the opportunity cost. It's the cost of the road not taken, the alternative we forego when we choose one path over another. Stoicism teaches us to be mindful of these costs and to make decisions that align with our values and purpose. Imagine you're holding on to a project, a relationship, or a goal that no longer serves you. The longer you hold on, the more energy and resources you invest, and the more opportunities you miss. The Stoics remind us that time is our most precious asset. It's a resource we can never replenish. Every moment spent on something that doesn't bring us closer to our true purpose is a moment lost. Epictetus, another great Stoic philosopher, taught that we should never be so busy with what we have that we neglect to question if it's what we truly want. This is the essence of understanding opportunity cost. It's about weighing the value of your time and energy against what you could be doing instead. It's about recognizing that saying yes to one thing often means saying no to something else. When we understand the concept of opportunity cost, we become more intentional with our decisions. We start to see that quitting isn't about giving up. It's about making a conscious choice to redirect our efforts toward what truly matters. It's about being brave enough to let go of what's holding us back and embracing the freedom to pursue what aligns with our values and goals. So ask yourself, what are the opportunity costs in your life? What are you sacrificing by holding on to something that no longer serves you? Remember, every decision has a cost. And by choosing wisely, you can ensure that your life is filled with purpose and meaning. Lesson 3. Embrace change. Change is the only constant in life, and yet many of us resist it. We fear the unknown, we cling to the familiar, and we struggle to let go of what once was. But Stoicism teaches us that change is not something to be feared. It is something to be embraced. It's a natural part of life, a sign of growth, and an opportunity for renewal. The Stoics believed that everything in the universe is in a state of flux. They taught that by embracing change, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and experiences. Marcus Aurelius wrote, "Observe always that everything is the result of change, and get used to thinking that there is nothing nature loves so well as to change existing forms and to make new ones like them." This means that change is not our enemy. It is our ally. When we resist change, we create suffering for ourselves. We become attached to outcomes, we hold on to the past, and we close ourselves off to the beauty of what could be. But when we embrace change, we free ourselves from these burdens. We allow ourselves to flow with life, to adapt, and to grow. Embracing change means accepting that we are not in control of everything. It means letting go of our need for certainty and trusting that whatever comes our way, we have the strength and resilience to handle it. It's about seeing change not as a threat, but as an opportunity to learn, to evolve, and to become the best version of ourselves. So let go of your fear of change. Embrace the unknown. Trust that every change, no matter how difficult, is an opportunity for growth. Remember, life is a journey, and change is the force that propels us forward. Embrace it with an open heart, and you will find that the power of a quiet mind lies in its ability to adapt, to grow, and to thrive in the face of change. Lesson 4. Self-compassion. We hold ourselves to impossible standards, we punish ourselves for our mistakes, and we fail to recognize our own worth. But Stoicism teaches us the importance of self-compassion. It's about treating ourselves with the same kindness and understanding that we would offer to a friend. Self-compassion is not about letting ourselves off the hook or avoiding responsibility. It's about acknowledging our humanity. It's about recognizing that we all make mistakes, we all have flaws, and we all experience pain and suffering. It's about being gentle with ourselves, forgiving ourselves, and understanding that we are all works in progress. The Stoics believe that self-compassion is a key component of a quiet mind. When we are kind to ourselves, we create a space for healing, for growth, and for self-improvement. We allow ourselves to learn from our mistakes without being consumed by them. We give ourselves permission to be imperfect, to be vulnerable, and to be human. Seneca wrote about the importance of accepting ourselves as we are. He taught that we should not be ashamed of our mistakes, but rather, we should learn from them and use them as opportunities for growth. He said, "It is not the man who has too little, but the man who craves more, that is poor." This means that self-compassion is not about seeking perfection. It's about embracing our imperfections and finding contentment within ourselves. So, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself for your mistakes and celebrate your successes. Remember, you are worthy of love and kindness, not just from others, but from yourself. By cultivating self-compassion, you create a quiet mind, a mind that is at peace with itself, and a heart that is open to growth and healing. Lesson 5. Growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that our abilities and intelligence can be developed through hard work, dedication, and perseverance. Stoicism teaches us that adopting a growth mindset is essential for cultivating a quiet mind. It's about seeing challenges as opportunities for growth, rather than obstacles to be feared. The Stoics believe that we are not defined by our circumstances, but by how we respond to them. They taught that our true power lies in our ability to adapt, to learn, and to grow. A growth mindset is about embracing the idea that we are constantly evolving, that we have the power to change, and that every experience, no matter how difficult, is an opportunity for growth. Epictetus often spoke about the importance of focusing on what we can control. He taught that we should not be discouraged by setbacks or failures, but rather, we should see them as opportunities to learn and improve. He said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." This means that our mindset is more important than our circumstances. When we adopt a growth mindset, we become resilient. We see challenges as stepping stones to success, rather than roadblocks. We understand that failure is not a reflection of our worth, but a necessary part of the learning process. We become curious, open-minded, and willing to take risks. We embrace the unknown, and we see every experience as an opportunity to learn and grow. So, cultivate a growth mindset. See every challenge as an opportunity for growth. Embrace the idea that you have the power to change, to learn, and to improve. Remember, your true strength lies not in what you know, but in your willingness to learn. By adopting a growth mindset, you create a quiet mind, a mind that is open to new possibilities, and a heart that is ready to embrace the journey of life. Lesson 6. The The power of no. Saying no is one of the most powerful tools we have at our disposal. It's a way of setting boundaries, of protecting our time and energy, and of staying true to our values. Stoicism teaches us the importance of saying no to what doesn't serve us, so we can say yes to what truly matters. The Stoics believed in living a life of virtue and purpose. They taught that we should not be swayed by the opinions of others or by societal pressures. We should not be afraid to say no to what doesn't align with our values, our goals, and our purpose. Saying no is not about being selfish or rude. It's about being true to ourselves. Marcus Aurelius wrote about the importance of focusing on what truly matters. He taught that we should not be distracted by trivial matters or by the desires of others. He said, "If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it." This means that we should not be afraid to say no to what doesn't align with our values and our purpose. Saying no is an act of self-respect. It's about recognizing our own worth and valuing our time and energy. It's about setting boundaries and protecting ourselves from what drains us. It's about being mindful of our commitments and making sure that they align with our values and goals. So, don't be afraid to say no. Remember, every time you say no to what doesn't serve you, you create space for what does. You honor your values, protect your time, and stay true to your purpose. By learning the power of no, you cultivate a quiet mind, a mind that is focused, intentional, and aligned with your true self. Lesson 7. Prioritize your values. We get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, in the pursuit of success and recognition, and we forget to prioritize our values. But Stoicism teaches us that a life without values is a life without meaning. The Stoics believe that our values are the compass that guides us through life. They taught that we should always stay true to our values, no matter the circumstances. Our values are what give our lives purpose and direction. They are what define us and what guide us in our decision-making. Seneca wrote about the importance of living in accordance with our values. He taught that we should not be swayed by external circumstances, but rather we should stay true to what we believe in. He said, "A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials." This means that our values are what shape us and what help us grow. When we prioritize our values, we create a foundation for a quiet mind. We become more intentional with our decisions, more mindful of our actions, and more aligned with our true selves. We start to see that success is not about what we achieve, but about how we live our lives. It's about staying true to our values, no matter what. So, take a moment to reflect on your values. What truly matters to you? What do you stand for? What gives your life meaning and purpose? Make a commitment to prioritize your values, to live in accordance with them, and to let them guide you in all that you do. Remember, your values are your compass, and by staying true to them, you cultivate a quiet mind, a mind that is at peace with itself and with the world. Lesson 8. Courage to quit. It takes courage to quit. It takes courage to walk away from what no longer serves us, from what no longer aligns with our values and our purpose. But Stoicism teaches us that quitting is not a sign of weakness, it is a sign of strength. It's an act of bravery, of self-respect, and of self-preservation. The Stoics believe that courage is one of the greatest virtues. They taught that we should not be afraid to stand up for what we believe in, to walk away from what doesn't serve us, and to make decisions that align with our values and our purpose. Quitting is not about giving up. It's about having the courage to let go of what's holding us back. Epictetus often spoke about the importance of courage. He taught that we should not be afraid to face our fears, to take risks, and to make bold decisions. He said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." This means that true freedom comes from within, from having the courage to make decisions that align with our true selves. When we have the courage to quit, we free ourselves from the chains of expectation, from the fear of failure, and from the opinions of others. We give ourselves permission to pursue what truly matters, to follow our own path, and to live a life of purpose and meaning. We create space for new opportunities for growth and for transformation. So, have the courage to quit. Have the courage to walk away from what no longer serves you. Have the courage to make decisions that align with your values and your purpose. Remember, quitting is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength. It's an act of bravery, of self-respect, and of self-preservation. By having the courage to quit, you cultivate a quiet mind, a mind that is at peace with itself, and a heart that is open to growth and transformation. In the journey of life, we are constantly faced with choices. Choices about what to pursue, what to let go of, and how to live our lives. Stoicism teaches us that the power of a quiet mind lies in our ability to make these choices with intention, with wisdom, and with courage. It's about recognizing that true strength comes from within, from a mind that is at peace with itself, and from a heart that is aligned with its values and purpose. So, embrace the teachings of Stoicism. Embrace the power of a quiet mind. Remember, quitting isn't always failure. Understand the opportunity cost of your decisions. Embrace change with an open heart. Practice self-compassion. Cultivate a growth mindset. Learn the power of no. Prioritize your values. And have the courage to quit when something no longer serves you. By doing so, you will create a life of purpose, of meaning, and of true fulfillment. You will cultivate a quiet mind, a mind that is at peace with itself, and a heart that is open to growth and transformation. And in doing so, you will discover the true power of a quiet mind, the power to live a life of virtue, of purpose, and of true happiness.